two miles.
What would they do when they got them to Nace?
They'd load them there, eh?
Oh, what, load them on a train?
Oh, yes. We had a big floor. Mm-hmm. Big floor, a lot of holes. And more headers, and all of them owned a lot of holes.
Mm-hmm.
All the headers and more boats all there for years. Heifers.
Edwards, how do you spell that?
Edwards?
Edwards, huh?
Yeah.
E-D-W-A-R-D-S,
I'll say.
Harry Edwards, from Nace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, we've gotten a lot of stuff here, but...
Of course, when you cut this in urban, of course, we used to haul them as the wagons, the trucks, you know. Mm-hmm. Haul them as a truck, and wagons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and get down early. And of course, when you get the road gets slick, you'd have to haul the hogs, we'd have to take it.
What you did with the horse's shoes, you were going to tell us that. Now go ahead and tell about that.
We'd have to take them to the blacksmith shop and have them sharpened, you know, and have them so they stand on the ice. You'd have to take the horses several times a year and get them sharp and get slick, you know, they'd fall down. We used to have less ice. Of course, you didn't have no, had the road, you know, you threw it right then, you know. They didn't take snow off the road and you get slick. Come down the slate or something, and if you'd be slick. Well, I've hauled them through up to the hosiery.
What would a team of horses cost in those days, Jess?
Dollar and a half.
Today, you didn't hear.
I mean, if you bought a team of horses.
Well, should we cut it off, John?
Yeah, we're going to get out of here. After him, came together, that time he was about to be in his seat, and then he see the boys were getting on, and he'd look around and see them all on, and away they go.
That was Doc Griffith?
Yeah.
He was the doctor, and he went
out. No, that's his name.
Just oh, just Doc.
Doc Griffith.
He was a volunteer fire department, wasn't he?
No, 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 he was a fireman.
Oh, there was a regular fire department.
He was a regular fireman.
The fire truck would be what, steam pressure? Uh-huh. How'd you get the pressure for the water? Would it be steam? Right. Or they have hydrants?
They had hydrants.
Did they?
Yeah. They had a big standpipe out there, you know, beside the hospital there on the hill. Great big, long, tall you know the water works is down there. So you go off the pump for them, mm-hmm. You know where the spring there. They had a big tail, I expect it's 50 feet high, mm-hmm. Big pressure. That's where they got the water. The college boys had paint their nieces up on there every bar every year.
Just you remember when we used to have steam that heat, central heat in Crawfordsville.
Huh? Steam?
Yeah. When they had steam.
Oh, yes.
There was pipe under the streets.
Yeah, that.
Where was that steam plant?
Is out there where that there commercial business is. There were, right there by this side of the hall, is there in the corner.
And where did that steam run? Where did they pipe it to?
All over town.
Well, about how far out did it go? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. It didn't last long. The electricity come along, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it piped under the streets like?
Oh, yes, sure.
Who owned that place? Who owned the steam plant? Was that one of Billy Martin's jobs?
I believe Billy Martin owned it. He used to have ice houses out down the west of town. Then he built an ice house out there. But Billy Martin used to have an ice house out there, but close to the house, the old light plant down there.
Well, the ice house was out east. East part of town.
East, that's down there, that's where the ice house was. Right there, next to the one right there, on Peace Rice, you know, up there on Corona Hall, up there close to the, where the cement plant is. Close Max will run that,
yeah,
run that, that's that ice, that's where we used to go for the ice.
That's when
they
had to go after ice.
So
just for the refrigerator, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go get
100 pound
ice.
Where'd they get that ice? Did they go ship it in from the north or where?
No, they get it off the creek. They give a lot of men to put that down there. They had a big ice out there. They put that ice in there.
They get it off of Sugar Creek?
Yeah, Sugar Creek. Sugar Creek is a whole lot deeper than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The folks out there, he's got the ice house still out there. You know, it's put up ice, that going on ice.
We used to always put up ice out here. Mm-hmm. We bought it there. Yeah, it was a dog, and they had a big ice house down there by the summer. They put up ice over here.
Is the place still there where you stored the ice? You still have that now? No. Yeah. Your sawdust bin and that stuff? No, the building's still there. Or just the building,
huh?
Yeah, nothing still.
Uh-huh. Then you put that ice stuff in there on the edge, you know, and you pour water on and freeze together, and then you put the whole ice about that much cement around that, or sawdust around the outside, and cover it about foot deep. Yeah, we keep ice in most of the summer.
Where did you make your ice? Off the creek down here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Then we haul it up in the sled. We don't always aim to have sled time, though, and slide it up in the sled. Ice.
Well, it's been very interesting.
Well, I
think maybe we just...